Test 75, Section 1, Question 25. With this one, we're looking for parallel reasoning. And the original passage, if we skim for the conclusion, we don't really get it in the last sentence, and so I would just do this one the long way. Theoretically, you could just read this, figure out that the first sentence is the conclusion, and then look for similar conclusions, but it's really, in this case, probably not going to help. So, the argument says the availability of television reduces the amount of reading children do. So if you have television, that's going to reduce the amount of reading. Then it gives our evidence. When television is made unavailable, a nearly universal increase in reading, both by parents and children, is reported. When you don't have TV, reading goes up. When television is available again, the reading level by parents and children relapses to its previous level. So when you put it back in, it drops again. So essentially, this argument is saying, because when you have it, you get a decrease in reading, and when you take it away, you get an increase. That says the availability of television reduces the amount of reading. So basically it's saying because when one moves, the other moves, therefore it reduces it, or it has an effect on it. So then we look for our answer choices, or answer choice that's going to fit that the best. A says, whenever the money supply in an economy fluctuates, interest rates fluctuate. When the money supply remains constant, interest rates remain stable. Thus, money supplies remaining constant stabilizes interest rates. This is actually pretty good. So good enough to hold on to. It's not perfect, but I would definitely hold on to it. It says when it goes up, you know, when the money supply is fluctuating, then interest rates fluctuate. When it's constant, they remain stable. So money supplies remaining constant stabilizes. Yeah, it seems okay. And you're giving, when it goes one direction, something happens. When it doesn't do that, then something else happens. So therefore, it affects it. So then B, consumption of candy between meals disrupts a child's appetite at mealtimes. Okay, that's a similar enough conclusion. When candy is not consumed, blood sugar declines until mealtime, so the child feels hungry. This seems more like a cause and effect thing. A child who eats healthy meals feels less desire for candy. Yeah, okay, this isn't really saying the same thing, because it doesn't say when X happens, then we get one result, and when we do the opposite, we get a different result. So it doesn't say when candy is not consumed versus when candy is consumed. So it's not the same, whereas that our original passage did. It said when you have television, this happens. When you don't, this other thing happens. C, global warming is caused by increased carbon dioxide. Good enough to hold on to. Furthermore, industrial pollution causes increased carbon dioxide. So industrial pollution causes global warming. So that one's got more of an A leads to B leads to C chain. Conclusion is actually the last sentence. Industrial pollution causes global warming. And so it's not really the same. We need something that says when you do X, you get this result. When you don't do X, you get the opposite. Voting behavior is affected by factors other than political candidates' records. For example, a candidate who projects confidence will gain votes, whereas a candidate with a supercilious facial expression will lose votes. Okay, that's just random. It doesn't really say when you do X, you get some result, and when you do a different thing, then you get a different result. So adults read less than they once did because there are so many other activities to divert them. This can be seen from the fact that the more time they spend on other activities, the less they read. Conversely, the less they read, the more time they spend on other activities. This one isn't really saying, though, that it's talking about adults read less than they once did because there are so many other things. That's kind of stating a change in something from the past. And then it's talking about the more time on other activities, whereas in the original, it's just when you get this fluctuation, not the more fluctuation we get, the more. And so, therefore, answer choice A is our best answer.